Jennifer Ramos says getting advertising text messages that she didn't sign up for can be pretty annoying. She's at lunch in a small Tallahassee park and says it makes sense for the government's rules to keep up with changing technology.
I think that that's a fair option. You know, if that was something that they did with the Do Not Call list, I think it would, you know, especially for individuals who don't have unlimited text messaging and it may cost them on their end, I think it could be a helpful thing.
Meanwhile, across the park, Susan Syntax says for her, it's about more than cost.
I want to talk to who I want to talk to. I don't want to be, you know, contacted by people I don't care about or don't, or they offend me or whatever. So
Syntax says she's tried to get companies to stop texting her before, but it hasn't helped much.
It went nowhere. I mean, they don't set themselves up for that kind of response. They don't want that kind of response. So it doesn't go anywhere. You need to have some kind of public policy.
Lake Worth Democratic Senator Jeff Clemens is filing a bill to help with that. Clemens' bill would expand the state's Do Not Call list to include bans on unsolicited voice, text, or electronic communications through landline, mobile, or internet telephone services. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.